Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, it's interesting. We often talk about sleep on Canton's Morning News, but most of the time it's about shift workers. It's about me and my producer who get very little sleep in this kind of a job. But we're going to kind of change the attention this morning to older Americans and retirees and the sleep patterns that they have. And right now we have sleep specialist Dr. Hal Stewart on our WHBC Newsline. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Pam. I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this, because I know that, like I said, there are, you know, younger folks who work different shifts and all that kind of stuff who definitely suffer some sleep issues. But it is a big problem for older Americans, isn't it?
Yes, it is for multiple reasons. You mentioned retirees. Retirees sometimes are like kids when they get out of school for the summer. Then they're out of their routine, and so they tend to, you know, stay up late and not really have any set hours. A lot of retirees do that. You know, they no longer have the 8 to 5 or 9 to 5, and so they find themselves staying up later and just kind of getting in some bad habits. That's one thing. Then also, in general, the older people get, the more medications they're on. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way, but that's the reality of it. And medications, pharmaceuticals, have a lot of side effects. And one of the most common is medications or combinations of medications that disrupt sleep.
And I mean, I've often heard older Americans saying, you know, they have to get up to go to the bathroom all the time, or mm-hmm. there are people who suffer from sleep apnea. That is that common as well?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if someone's having to get up to go to the restroom a lot, most likely that is due to a sleep disorder or sleep apnea. That's one of the symptoms that we find. People with sleep apnea are having to empty their bladder a lot, and there's a pretty deep physiological reason that happens. But basically, it's due to the thoracic pressure buildup when you're trying to gasp for air when you're, you know, having sleep apnea, and yet the bladder just is one of the less important organs at that time, and your body is just sensing that it needs to breathe, and so it doesn't know if you have sleep apnea or if you're being choked to death, and so the blood is taken to the most vital parts of the body, the brain, the heart. And so the bladder loses its blood supply, and the bladder empties. And so that people with sleep apnea, that's why they have to get up so much during the night and use the restroom. And then that disrupts their sleep. So it's a vicious cycle.
So what should people do? I mean, what kind of things can they do and should they look out for?
Yeah, well, sleep, let's say all things being equal, obviously I'd get checked out. I would go to a sleep specialist, get a sleep study done. You don't have to go into a lab. You can have, there's the home sleep studies that we give our patients now are great. We have the results in 24 hours. They're disposable. They don't have to bring them back. They just throw them away in the morning when they're done, and we get the results. I would get a sleep study done. Find out if there's some kind of physical obstruction while you're sleeping and have that taken care of. But all other things being equal, everybody can start doing this tonight. Keep your room at about 65 degrees. That's the ideal temperature in which to sleep. A dark room, no light, a nice, quiet background noise. Science has shown that really does help the sleep patterns. And a routine where you're going to bed at approximately the same time every night, waking up the same time every morning. Cut out alcohol at least 2 hours before you go to sleep. 4 would even be better, caffeine and alcohol. So just a good, on a regular basis. This isn't, you know, there's going to be exceptions. But on a regular basis, if you like to have a drink in the evening, don't have one past 6 o'clock. No coffee past 6 o'clock. Light food past 6 o'clock. We don't want to go to bed with a real heavy stomach. Just those few things can really help. Maybe not tonight, but if you start doing them on a regular basis, it will help. Also, watching television, computer screens at night, not good. We have a gland in the middle of our brain called the pineal gland that releases melatonin, and it knows when to release it. But if we're watching a television up until 11 o'clock, that pineal gland doesn't know if we're watching TV or if it's still daylight outside. It senses the blue light. So if you're going to watch TV at night or be on your computer, you can buy some cheap yellow tinted sunglasses. They're actually blue filter glasses through Amazon, you know, for $15. Put those on when you're watching TV, and it filters that blue light out and helps you develop those circadian rhythm patterns that we're supposed to have as mammals.
That's a lot of great information, and I appreciate you sharing it with us. I wish we had more time to talk with you, but sleep specialist Dr. Hal Stewart, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam. Have a good day.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.